Although it may look very old, the Parthenon was not the first building on the Acropolis. In the 14th century BC, the Acropolis was home to a palace surrounded by Cyclopean walls. But for some reason, whether an earthquake destroyed it or another nation attacked, the palace disappeared and the large walls were removed. Eventually, Athens stopped needing kings, and so there was no need for another palace. Later on, in the 7th century BC, a wooden temple dedicated to Athene was built on the Acropolis. However, 200 years later, the Athenians invaded Persia and burnt down the temple to Cybele on Sardis. 20 years on, the Persians wanted revenge and burnt down all of the Acropolis buildings, including the original temple to Athene. 30 years later, the building of the Parthenon began.
The Propylaea was built in 438 to 432 BC and is the gateway to the Acropolis. The layout of the building includes a central section with two wings coming off either side. These two wings are symmetrical and each have three Ionic and six Doric columns. Ionic columns have curves called volutes at the top. There are five entrances to the building, however the main was much larger as it had to accommodate the entrance of 100 oxen. Therefore, the space in between the columns was much wider. There was a ramp leading up to the temple for the oxen to be led up at the end of the Panathenaic procession. The function of the Propylaea was so that a feast and celebrations could be held after the procession. This took place in one of the wings called the Pinakotheke, where there were also seats for people to lie on. The stoas, or colonnades, were excellent meetings and were on either side of the central section at right angles and were fronted by four steps. The Propylaea doesn't have a lot of decoration, as there is neither a decorated pediment, which is usually fairly typical of a temple, or any sculptures. However, the use of dark limestone against white pentelic marble did make the temple stand out. The use of this colour contrast was used throughout the whole building. There were also marble beams which spanned the corridors almost 6 metres either side. There were patterns of gold stars on blue in between the crisscross beams known as coffering. In relation to the Parthenon, the Propylaea is able to offer a perfect view of the most spectacular temple in Athens, as from the inner doors of the Propylaea, viewers are faced with the Parthenon straight ahead and slightly to their right. This gave a three-quarter angle, therefore showing all the architectural features and the significant size of the temple itself and how high up it is. The temple to Athene Nike was built in 424 to 423 BC. It measures 8 by 5.5 metres, and is 11 foot tall from the top step to the apex of the pediment. It has three rooms, a cella, which is the main room, a pronaos, which acts as a porch, and a back room called the epistodomus. The cella housed a wooden statue of Athene, who was goddess of war, and held a helmet in one hand and a branch of a pomegranate tree in the other, which symbolised peace. There are four columns on opposite sides of the temple, and all of them are in Ionic order, and have beautiful fluting and volutes. There is a continuous frieze depicting scenes of battles between the Greeks and Greeks and Greeks and barbarians. The pediment on the west side conveyed the Amazons and the pediment on the east side showed the giants. The main function of Athene Nike Temple was to show dedication to the goddess.
The Parthenon is over 2,400 years old and took 15 years to make from start to finish. It's 31 metres across and 70 metres long and has 46 columns. Notice that the columns all lean in slightly towards the centre, so that if they carried on up, they would all meet in the middle, about a mile up in the air. This was made this way because apparently it made the columns look more perfectly straight. In addition to this, the spacing between the two columns at each corner was shorter than the average gap. This is because the ancient Greeks liked to have each of the triglyphs, part of the frieze, over the middle of the column. However, they couldn't do this with the end columns, for there would be an overhang, so they shortened the gap. The columns, being 10.5 metres high, were not made all in one piece. They were made in barrels and assembled on site. Because of this, you can see the ridges going across them. This temple had two friezes, one on the outside made up of metopes and triglyphs. Of the original 92 metopes, only one still remains in place. This depicts a fight scene between a lapith and a centaur. The lapith represents civilised Greeks, whereas the centaurs represent the Persians, uncivilized animals. See if you can find this one. The second frieze was on the inside of the temple, and this is now in the Acropolis Museum. This frieze is ongoing, meaning that it is one long scene depicting a procession which happened at the Panathenaea, a festival in Athens which took place yearly to celebrate the birth of Athena. The inside of the Parthenon was divided into two rooms, One of the rooms housed a large statue to Athena, reaching 10 to 11 metres in height. The artist of this statue was called Phidias. He also made the statue of Zeus at Olympia, which is one of the seven wonders of the world. The statue of Athena was made in ivory and gold, making it very valuable. Sadly, it no longer exists, but there is a copy of it in the Archaeological Museum in Athens. See if you can find it when we are there. The second room was used as a treasury, meaning that it held all of Athens' gold and wealth. It was made in the temple because no one would steal it, as they feared the gods too much.
The Erechtheum was built in 41 to 405 BC with a very unique layout consisting of five sections. These sections were all built on different levels, giving this temple a very distinct shape and also creating a very unharmonious whole. There were two colours, one was dedicated to Athene and the other to Poseidon and Erechtheus, who was an old king of Athens. There was also a sanctuary of Pandrossos, which contained the sacred olive tree to Athene. This temple faces north, which is the same direction as the city, and therefore we can see it from long distances. There is a stunning continuous frieze around the temple, which is also on the different levels. The materials used are made up of Pentelic marble and limestone, showing a white on black effect. The columns are distinctive, with some being in the shape of women, called caryatids. The other columns are Ionic and so have voluted tops. The Erechtheum also housed the statue of Athene, which was made of wood. Although the Erechtheum is extremely outstanding, as we can see, it cannot outshine the Parthenon, and therefore is situated on the lowest ground which was available, making it less obtrusive. Overall, the Erechtheum is extremely distinctive and a very exciting and interesting building to look at.